Now to growing worry about women activists in jail in Saudi Arabia. One of the most prominent, the woman who led the fight to lift the female driving ban in the kingdom, is one of them. The ban's gone, but she's still in prison. And relatives say she's been tortured. NPR's Jackie Northam has the story.
In 2014, Lou Jane Al Hasloul got behind the wheel and drove from the United Arab Emirates into Saudi Arabia. A video showed her wearing sunglasses, a headscarf, and a huge smile on her face. It was considered a brazen act in the ultra-conservative kingdom, and it landed Hasloul in jail for a couple of months. But she continued to battle for the right to drive. Then last May, just weeks before the ban against female drivers was going to be lifted, Hasloul was arrested again, along with other women activists.
I think that Saudi Arabia has felt threatened by the activists and their positions, and I think they're trying to teach them a lesson.
Aruba Jamal has been a friend of Lou Jane Hasloul's since they were both at the University of British Columbia. Jamal is part of a Vancouver-based activist group called Friends of Lou Jane.
I felt compelled to join Friends of Lou Jane simply as someone who has watched her over the years grow in her activism and someone who took a huge risk to advance women's rights in her country and now is facing the most heinous injustices.
Jamal believes Hasloul was arrested because Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman did not want anyone else getting credit for lifting the driving ban. She was outraged when Vogue magazine hyped the changes in the kingdom with the cover of a Saudi princess behind the wheel of a convertible. The Friends of Lou Jane group parodied that image with a photo of a woman driver wearing a Free Lou Jane t-shirt. And that photo was then published in Teen Vogue. Hasloul's situation got even more attention after journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed at a Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
There was suddenly a lot of worldwide attention, not just to Khashoggi's case, but also Saudi Arabia's human rights records. So a lot of people were suddenly talking about the detained activists.
In November, Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch issued reports about mistreatment of the female activists in prison. Adam Kugel with Human Rights Watch says the allegations were firmed up by Hasloul's sister, Aliyah, who wrote an op-ed in the New York Times.
She revealed that Lou Jane had told her parents that she, had suffered brutal torture, including beatings, waterboarding, whippings, as well as electric shocks. Her parents noticed that she was trembling and she couldn't sit or stand properly.
On a recent visit to Washington, Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Adel Al-Jubeir, says authorities are looking into allegations of mistreatment. But he defends the woman's incarceration, saying they're a threat to national security.
There were attempts to recruit individuals in sensitive positions and to take sensitive information and pass it on to hostile entities outside Saudi Arabia. So there's more to it than meets the eye.
Jubeir said evidence would come up at a trial. But 10 months after their arrest, the women haven't even been charged. And there's growing pressure on Saudi Arabia to release them, including editorials and major publications. Last month, an impassioned Twitter thread about Hasloul and her husband, a comic, went viral. Its author was Kirk Rudell, a writer and producer in Los Angeles, where he met the couple a few years ago.
Without trying to own a room, they owned the room in the most lovely, gracious, likable way.
Rudell says the couple were excited about creative projects they were going to work on. But that's over now that Hasloul is in prison and her husband is keeping quiet.
They were not advocating for overthrow. They loved their country. They just wanted to be able to live in it a little more equally.
Rudell says he was stunned and gratified his tweet captured worldwide attention, including celebrities and politicians. But he says more needs to be done to ensure Hasloul and the others are released from Saudi prison. Jackie Northam, NPR News.